This weekend, the fourth Sunday of Advent, each of us has to make a decision. It's a very personal decision. Maybe you've already made this decision, but here's the issue. Do you believe in your heart of hearts that God came among us as the Son of God, as Jesus, and then left us after the ascension? Is that what you believe? Or do you believe that God came among us as a tiny baby, but never left us? That's the question. And this is basically, I'm simplifying here, but it's basically at the heart of the issue between Catholics and Protestants. And I'm going to show you how that works. And you have to make a decision. Let's look at the scriptures. The scriptures tell us that the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and said to her, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." And the angel said to her, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." The angel told Joseph that the child would be called Emmanuel, which Scripture translates for us as God is with us, as was foretold in the Old Testament prophecy. At the beginning of his ministry, Jesus told his disciples, "The kingdom of God is at hand." At the end of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus echoes the prophecy of himself as Emmanuel when he told his apostles, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." I am with you always until the end of time. God is with us. The words of Jesus. So now, here we are at Christmas, and we have to make a decision, each of us, in our hearts, independently. Who was born in Bethlehem? Is God with us on earth? Or did Jesus go away like an absentee landlord after the ascension, only to return at the end of time? Which is it? In your heart of hearts, you have to make this decision. If you were to ask this same question of the early church, of the early church fathers, where did Jesus go after the resurrection? Did he stay or leave us? And the early church fathers taught that Jesus never left. He stayed with us, among us, and is manifest to us in the sacraments of the church which he gave us. He created the church and gave us the sacraments of the church. They believe and pass on the belief to us that Jesus is truly present to us in our baptism. We are changed by our baptism because of him. We believe he's truly present to us in the Eucharist. That's the true presence. That's our belief as Catholics. We believe he's present to us in confession, in reconciliation, that it's he who forgives us. In confirmation, sends us the Holy Spirit to be with us forever. In holy orders, bishops, priests, deacons. In the anointing of the sick, one of the seven sacraments. Jesus never left the church. Jesus lives in the church. We live with him when we live the sacramental life of the church. This year is the 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Protestant Reformation. And they began to question all of these things. And the result is this is a belief among them, I'm not saying all, but a large majority of Protestants, by far and away the largest group of them, that Jesus does not live in the sacraments in the church. And gradually, over the last five centuries, and particularly accelerated in their teachings in the last 100 years, they gradually stopped practicing the sacraments. They no longer claim the sacraments. They do read Scripture. They do believe in baptism. But they lost their sacraments. They lost the Eucharist. They lost the priesthood. A lot of them don't practice confirmation. They don't believe that marriage is a holy sacrament. Just look what's been happening in the last 100 years. They don't anoint their sick. They stop teaching the sacraments and practicing the sacraments. That makes the question even more important. Who are you celebrating Christmas at Christmas time? Our God, who came among us as an infant and born to the Virgin Mary, suffered and died for us and comes to us in the sacraments, or a pretty good guy, or a God who came to us and then left us, and he may come back sometime. But he doesn't reside in the church. That's a pretty important decision. There can be no compromise. There's no middle ground in this question. It's either yes or no. Either he is with us, Emmanuel, or he's not. And each of us have to make that decision. So who's born to us at Christmas? And if it's our Lord Jesus Christ, who never left us, then we have to follow the sacramental life of the church. Don't miss Mass. Receive Holy Communion every chance you get. And when we fall off the bicycle, go to confession. And we reconcile with him and each other in the sacrament of reconciliation. That's how we live the sacramental life of the church. It's not really complicated. This weekend, the fourth Sunday of Advent, it also the weekend of the ancient prayer, the Angelus. As I was saying, we have no idea how old the Angelus is. It might be 1,000 years old. It has roots going back to around the year 600. That final prayer is also, as you saw, the opening prayer of today's Mass. About the time of the Protestant Reformation, that prayer became very popular among Catholics to reinforce our faith of who was born at Christmas. They had to deal with it 500 years ago, and they used the Angelus. Let us now pray the Angelus together. Do you have your cards? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And the Word was made flesh. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of the resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.